people you know. Opinions that matter. News you can trust. You're listening to The Best at Breakfast. And now, Mark Levy comments.
Well, this is mind-blowing, and it just goes to show how out of touch government agencies are when it comes to spending taxpayers' money. Things have gone from bad to worse for Karen Webb. The New South Wales Police Commissioner has had a disastrous year, and this isn't going to help her win back any support. It's been revealed she's charged taxpayers more than $700,000 in redundancy payouts for a spin doctor she split with. These are the people appointed by New South Wales Police in the position of the Public Affairs Branch Executive Director. Their job is to make the police and their leadership look good in the face of criticism and controversy. And in the last 2 years, the police commissioner has churned through four of them. And following the failed hiring of journalist Steve Jackson as her latest media chief, she's now on the hunt for a fifth. The gross waste of money has been released in answers to questions asked by the New South Wales Upper House MP, Rod Roberts. You see, he quizzed Minister Tara Moriarty 3 weeks ago through the parliamentary estimates process. He asked how much taxpayers have had to spend on redundancy payouts for Karen Webb's former media advisers. The numbers are in. The exact number is $687,613.40. Just a reminder, that's for three of the police commissioner's former media bosses. Grant Williams was the first to go when Karen Webb was appointed as the new police commissioner. He worked closely with former commissioner Mick Fuller. But in early 2022, Mr. Williams and Commissioner Webb parted company. He was paid out. Former journalist turned communications spinner Alex Hodgkinson was next to step up to the plate. She served in the role, but only as the public affairs boss for 11 months before being let go in late 2022. Liz Deegan was the third person appointed by the New South Wales Police Force's head media advisor role under Karen Webb. But after a number of disastrous appearances in the media by the police commissioner, Ms. Deegan was dismissed last month. All up, their payouts came to more than $687,000. That's an average of almost $230,000 each, just in redundancy packages. It is an outrageous waste of money. And all because Karen Webb thought she was getting the wrong advice. And what about this? That figure doesn't even include the payout Steve Jackson is set to receive for his short time in the role. His appointment was terminated before he even started work in the role, but he is still entitled to a severance package. Mr. Jackson is expected to be paid more than $20,000 without serving an official day at police headquarters, but it's understood he may be in line for some more cash than that. So think about it. He quits his secure job at Channel 7 to go and work for Karen Webb, but when some stories start circulating about him and his past, his new boss gets cold feet and decides to cut it off. So if we add Steve Jackson's predicted payout, that's more than $700,000 in payouts to former spin doctors at New South Wales Police, but it could be much more. Either the police minister or premier need to have an urgent look under the hood at New South Wales Police's systems, because their processes, in my view, are out of touch. The termination payouts for Karen Webb's first three media advisers were made in line with the Police Act. That policy meant Mr. Williams, Ms. Hodgkinson and Ms. Deegan were legally entitled to termination payments equal to 38 weeks' pay. That kind of deal is unheard of. It's one of the most generous packages you'll ever hear about. Just have a look at the Fair Work Commission's guidelines when it comes to redundancy payouts for the common man or woman. According to their website, an employee who has worked at a business for at least 1 year, but less than 2 years, is entitled to redundancy payment equivalent to 4 weeks' pay. An employee who has worked at a business for at least 2 years, but less than 3 years, is entitled to 6 weeks' pay. It's 7 weeks' pay for an employee who has worked at a business for at least 3 years, but less than 4 years. An employee who's worked for a period of at least 8 years but less than 9 years is entitled to 14 weeks' pay. That's almost a decade of service. But if you're a senior police executive who's been in the role for only a few years, you're entitled to 38 weeks' pay. In terms of Steve Jackson's entitlements, executives let go during the probation period should be paid out 4 weeks. And what about this? According to an answer supplied by Tara Moriarty, even someone sacked for unsatisfactory performance is still entitled to a payout for a period of 13 weeks. It's a joke. But you can't blame the former spin doctors for taking the money because the systems at New South Wales Police allow it to happen. And I should say, I mean, by the way, why does the New South Wales Police Force even need a spin doctor? Isn't their role to uphold the rule of law in the state of New South Wales? And isn't it Karen Webb's role to front the media and just tell the truth? Why does she need a spin doctor making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year? Politicians, yes. Police commissioner, no.